Hi, everyone, and welcome to the very first episode of our WMA Indoor Championship Series. And welcome, Boyke.
Hi, Benjamin. Nice to be here.
Yeah, Boyke, in the last couple of days, we talk a lot about Indoor Championships. But first things first, how was your trip to Florida?
Yeah, it was a long trip, but in comparison to many other athletes and officials, it took me about 18 hours something from door to door. But there are several guys, they had to travel for more than 40 hours because we had the problems in Heathrow. I don't know if anybody recognized it, but there was a total shutdown, 1,300 flights canceled. And Heathrow is a big hub. So it took some of them like ages. Yeah. But now we are here.
there was a fire close to the airport, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Something like this. And then an electrical shutdown. And so, yeah, they really had some problems. Yeah.
So how many connections did you take to finally to get there to Florida?
It was easy. Well, just one change in Frankfurt. And then I flew over to Orlando, took a rental car. And then it's about 2 hours drive from Orlando to Gainesville. So it was easy. Easy trip.
And jet lag, yes or no?
Yes, but it looks better than expected. Normally, when I'm going to the US, it takes me about 2 or 3 days. And I don't have any issues when I'm coming home. But this time, the first night was... I sent you a video, if you remember, from 5:30 in the morning, my time, I was entering the gym and did some workout because I was awake. But tonight it was much better. So I'm looking for it. So it's okay. Yeah.
And I mean, we have to talk about one thing. World Indoor Championships in Florida, the Sunshine State.
Yeah, quite an opposite. Yeah, but we are very happy about it because the last World Indoors were in Torun in Poland. Believe me, that was cold, very cold. Oh, rainy and cold. And now you see it, I'm already got red by the sun. So it's very cool because we have not only the indoors disciplines like the sprints or shot put or whatever, we also have the throws. So right now we're having 28 degrees Celsius and you can throw outside like javelin, hammer, discus. And that's amazing, especially for us from Europe. We really enjoy the weather, but you're absolutely right. It's a bit strange to talk about World Indoor Championships and everybody's running outside of the hall, of the venue, in shorts and t-shirts. So, yeah, it's cool.
So it also could be an outdoor championship.
Yes, we're looking forward to get some bits. Maybe the Americans want to do it for the 28 Outdoor World Championships. The venue is cool. We can do it.
But what was the first thing you noticed when you arrived in Florida?
Most of us were quite surprised that it was very easy to get in. I mean, the political situation has changed a bit. And even in regular days, it's not easy to get into the US. But I heard more like it was easy to get there. And we have later in the podcast a guy from Kuwait. I mean, Kuwait coming to America is not a normal thing. So that went really well. And what I heard from many athletes throughout the countries, and we're having 99 countries competing here at the World Indoor Championships, which is amazing. They were very excited about what will happen because we all expected the Americans to do something special, not only the traditional event, something special, and they have delivered. The whole venue is absolutely extraordinary. We have like amusement places where you can play some small games. We have several different food opportunities and there are so many volunteers taking care of the athletes and the officials and everything. So it is pretty much what we all have expected. It's a blast and it's cool. It's a very good variety and there are some shops and some restaurants around the corner, but still on the same venue. It's called Celebration Point, where the medal ceremonies are held as well. And there's an Italian restaurant, there's an Asian restaurant. So we have everything right in, let's say, 500 meters walk. It's perfect.
And are there any fun or unexpected moments so far?
Well, yeah. We had yesterday the opening ceremony. You posted something in your story as well. That is, for me personally, always one of the most important parts because it's pretty much the get together of everybody. And you can see it for some countries, the guys, because it was limited to 8 participants this time. And for some guys, and especially for the German team, I can tell you, it was really a big honor for them to do the march into the hall, into the venue, because everybody's shouting out, is cheering. The US athletes, of course, I mean, there are almost 1,500. They were supporting every country quite loud. Funny thing was that the Canadians, the Mexicans, and the Ukrainians got the most applause. So this is always something very important. I think today when because we're doing the recording in the afternoon for our listeners to explain it in my afternoon. So Benjamin is late at night. The event started and now it's getting a bit more tense. Now we have not only celebration moments, now we are going into the sports and that changes a bit. Yeah.
But there are 1,500 US athletes or 1,500 athletes from all around the world?
No, we have 3,600 athletes from all around the world, 99 countries. Number one is the US with roughly 1,500. Second place, Canada. Third place, UK. Fourth place, the Germans. And fifth is, I don't know, I forgot it after the Germans, I'm sorry.
I mean, that's a lot of athletes from all around the world. Have you already had the chance to talk to a few athletes?
Yeah, I talked to many of them, to some of them, of course, from 3,500, not many. Yeah, there were some guys from Kuwait and Japan, and I think we should listen to them, what they told us.
Okay.
Hello, everybody. Tell me your name and where you're from.
My name is Saleh Abdelaziz Al-Haddad. I'm from Kuwait.
I'm Masato from Japan.
So we have one guy from Kuwait and one guy from Japan.
Yeah. Yeah.
So right now we're in Alachua County, Florida.
Yeah.
So you had quite a long travel. How was it for you?
39, almost 39. So this is my last year in 35 categories.
Okay.
I will attend in 60 meter and long jump.
Okay.
And hopefully we'll do better and take a gold medal.
Okay. Yeah. So how quick are you over the 60s?
Honestly, I have in my best for maybe 15 years.
Yeah.
6.78.
Okay.
And my personal best in long jump, 8.02.
Wow.
Yeah. You're a former
top athlete.
I'm the last previous world champion.
Really?
Yeah, gold medal.
Wow.
I take gold in Gutenberg.
Okay.
So hopefully I will take a gold too.
Okay, that will do it. So what's your discipline?
Oh, 100 meter, but this time there's no 100 meter, so yeah. I'll go 60 and 200.
Yeah, which age group are you? 35 as well.
No way. I mean, 50.
50, okay. Yeah. And what's the time you want to run?
7.2.
That's fast.
If possible.
I think I need 7.2 for 30 meters, but okay. So when you think about World Championships in Florida, what was your expectation?
They shocked me.
Yeah?
Yeah, everything is amazing. The community here is the environment.
Yeah.
Everything is amazing. Okay. And this is my first visit to US,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah.
So
was it easy for you to get here?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fine, yeah.
So time is changing.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe. And what's your expectation?
Yeah. Actually, for most of Japanese, it's too early for the season because we have just finished winter.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't have much expectation, but if I enter, I have to win.
Yeah. Yeah. And in Europe, we still are in the winter as well. Especially for the throwing guys, when we think about javelin and discus in the sun, like 25 degrees,
yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's perfect, yeah.
So good luck to you and enjoy
the championship.
Thanks so much for your time.
This is exactly why Masters Athletic matters. It's all about the stories like these. But let's talk a little bit about the organization.
It's quite surprising because it's the first time for an indoor world championships in America. So they did not have any kind of experience, to be honest. But as they understand themselves, as Americans, they want to do it the best. And they made a very smart approach. 4 weeks ago, they held the nationals for the US, so for the Masters, in this venue. And they really cross-checked everything. Is it okay for you? Do you want anything else? Did we do any kind of planning mistakes? And I just talked to Rachel Guest, which is a highly decorated athlete by the US Americans. And she was in the committee to support the local organization committee. And she told me that the feedback given by the athletes was taken by granted from the LOC. So if they said, okay, we have to put the high jump area somewhere else, they tried to find a new place just because of the feedback by the athletes. And that's what you can see in the venue. We have two shot put areas indoors, and there are many, many volunteers who are taking care, because it's just like, let's say, 2.5 meters between the ring and the spectators. And there are volunteers who are taking care that you cannot pass by when somebody's actually in the ring, which is very, very cool, because the noise around is quite heavy. And if you are concentrating and doing your shot and there are somebody's passing by, it's not cool. So they're doing a very good job. On the registration part, which is always a bit of a pain for every athlete, and we have some experience which you really don't want to have, because when you want to get your BIP and your official confirmation that you are already there, you don't want to spend 30, 40, 60 minutes. And here in Alatua, it's just we're getting into it and it takes like a minute, because they made it's unbelievable. They made several lanes for the different countries. So they have a big one for the Americans, for the Canadians, and then for the rest of the world. And it works pretty well, because the WMA took some officials from the last championship in Gothenburg, and they invited them from Sweden to the US to organize the registration process. And that paid off a lot. So this is really, really cool. There are some things we are in 2025 and there is no live stream. To be very honest, with no pressure on the LOC, but that's not understandable. I mean, we are in America, not somewhere without anything. So this is maybe not the best that we don't have it. And there are some tiny minor problems in the venue itself. So for you as a former sprinter, you know exactly when you have the time on the screen, on the big screens, and then you enter the finish line, you want to see your time, and it never stops. But then after a fraction of a second, you have the whole result, which is cool, but it doesn't stop in the beginning.
Okay.
But these are tiny things.
Yeah.
In general, in average, you can say it's a brilliant organized and realized competition so far.
I guess there are hundreds of volunteers.
Yeah, there are students, because Gainesville here in Alachua has a huge university, and they recruited the volunteers right over there. So they're coming in, doing 5 to 8 hour shifts and then leaving again, which is cool because there are so many, which is sometimes a bit of a problem, because for the officials, they have to explain everything every day again, which is not always the best solution. But at the end, there are so many volunteers and so many officials.
But right now, I would say let's go behind the scenes, because you also talked to Colleen Barney.
Yeah. Yeah, Colleen is our treasury for the WMA. She's fairly fresh to the organization. She was inside. She came to the WMA last year at the General Assembly in Gothenburg. And I talked to her and I wanted to know what she's doing and what's her job for the WMA.
So, what's your name and what's your profession?
My name is Colleen Barney. I am a retired attorney.
And Colleen, I do know that you do something for the WMA. What's your job there?
I do. I am actually the treasurer for WMA.
So, and for how long?
For the last 8 months.
How do you feel with it?
I'm getting up to speed. It's a lot of work, but it's worthwhile and I enjoy doing it.
What's the profession of a treasurer? So what you're doing for the athletes, for the association?
Most of the stuff that I do as treasurer is really not for the athletes, but I also serve as the chair of the legal committee. So whenever there's any issues with an athlete or their federation, then I help moderate those issues.
Yeah, cool. And I think you're age roughly 35. So you're still active as an athlete in Gainesville?
35 plus or minus 23 or 4 years.
And what's the discipline you were going
to
do?
I'm going to do the 200 at this meet. I only limit myself to one event during the WMA meets.
Okay, and hopefully the relays?
Hopefully the relays.
And when you think about this world championship here in Alachua, so what do you expect to happen? So will it be the best world championships ever, or what do you think?
Well, honestly, I think every world championship I go to is the best one ever. But the management team here, the group, the people in the area are so supportive that, yeah, I'm looking for this to be the best one ever.
Yeah. And did you talk to anybody of the local committees or the LOC about their expectations? Do we know anything about them?
Yeah. So I've been working really closely with the LOC, and they are committed to making sure that this is the most phenomenal championship that the athletes have ever seen.
I think it looks like it's the first day, but I think we shouldn't expect something very special.
Well, and listen, yeah, when you're doing an indoor championship in a place where it's warm and sunny, you can't beat it.
Especially the throwing guys, we're really looking forward to.
I'm sure.
Perfect.
I'm sure.
What we need, as a last sentence, we need some gossip. So what's the hottest gossip about the championship so far? What do you know? Anything special?
Well, I know where there's a door that you can turn the knob and get in.
Okay. That sounds special.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Colleen.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I would say without people like Colleen, none of this would happen. So I would say that's a wrap for day one. And I would say this is going to be a very special week.
Yeah, definitely. And we are really looking forward to jump into the disciplines and to the real action. As I mentioned before, today it started. And of course, there are some big athletes. We have several former Olympics who are joining. And of course, every time when they are competing, everybody's looking a bit more. Are they still in shape? How are they looking? Can they really deliver? So this is cool.
Can you drop some names?
Yes, I can. We have James Beckford from Jamaica. I think pretty much the most famous one for the little bit more insiders. Mattias Sundeborn from Sweden. He was competing in long jump and decathlon. I mean, he's a really handsome guy still. I'm a bit jealous. And there are several others. We have 800 meters runners from the US and so on. I'm trying to pick up some. But there are also very interesting duels from guys which have not been on the first line of athletics, but are now. There is a guy, again, from Sweden, Lionel Martinez. He's pretty famous in the Masters athlete scene, and he's very, very fast. He's always challenging the world records. He's challenging Jochen Gippert. You have met Jochen before. So this is interesting because he had a long story of injury before. We have some German ladies who are very fast and are always keen on competing with the internationals. So it's gonna be interesting. And of course, as it is because of the weather, we're really looking forward to some big throws, especially for discus and javelin guys. They really enjoy the weather, and we will see what happened there.
So in the next couple of days, the 60 meters, 200 meters, and what else?
The multi-events, so the heptathlon with the, let's say, little elder generations. The World Masters athlete of 2024, Willy Klaus. He's from Germany, 86 years old. He was honored last night at the opening ceremony, and he does his last and final international competition. Fun fact about Willy is not only that he's 86 years old, which is absolutely amazing, he just started to do the decathlon 21 years ago. So
wow.
In the age of 65, he started to learn pole vault in the age of 65, and he will do his final event and some more. So it's really going to be amazing.
He started to
train
for pole vault with 65 years?
Yes. Yeah.
Come on. No way.
it's not a PR story of the WMA. It's the truth. I mean, it's just, Willy was always, if I remember it correctly, in his younger age, he was a runner somehow, I think 800, 400, something like this. And then something has happened. And he said, well, I want to do something more. And then he changed to decathlon and he became a blast. I think he has, I don't know, 5,000 world records or something. This guy is absolutely amazing. And he's, some of the guys he's competing, they are even older.
So his group is from 85 to 94. So there are guys 94 year old competing a pentathlon. So five disciplines in one day. They are very cool.
I would say that's enough for our first episode. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe and follow our journey at the World Masters Athletics Indoor Championships.
Schlaf ist tatsächlich einer der wichtigsten Faktoren für eine erfolgreiche Regeneration. Und genau hier kommt das Blackroll Recovery Pillow ins Spiel. Während wir schlafen, regeneriert unser Körper, baut Muskeln auf und sorgt dafür, dass wir am nächsten Tag wieder leistungsfähig sind. Das richtige Kissen kann dabei den Unterschied machen. Ich nutze seit mehreren Jahren das Blackroll Recovery Pillow, nicht nur, weil es super bequem ist, sondern auch, weil es meine Schlafqualität spürbar verbessert hat. Egal ob zu Hause, im Trainingslager oder auf Reisen. Wenn du deinen Schlaf und damit deine Regeneration verbessern möchtest, nutze den Code MEINATHLET15, um 15% Rabatt auf das Blackroll Recovery Pillow zu erhalten. Den Link dazu findest du in den Shownotes. Denn dein Schlaf ist der Schlüssel zu deiner nächsten Bestleistung.